This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor.
I'm here with Jane Newman. She is going to have a show at the Old School House Art Gallery. Tell me, when is this show opening?
July 1st. So I love that it's July 1st, 2022. And it's Friday. Typical opening hours for the Old School House Gallery, Friday night openings, a social event across the island, hoping it'll be at 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock, and sure hoping that a lot of people from Cortez and their visitors and their family and people from Hollyhock and places like that want to come out and see what an opening on Cortez is like.
And it's been a while since we've had openings at the Old School House Art Gallery, right?
Yes, there's been nothing as an opening since 2019. So all of 2020 and all of 2020, I don't think there was any shows. 2021, there was a member show and they didn't have an opening. You had to cycle through in very small parties of maybe 4 people or something like that. But this will be the first opening in a few years.
And what's the name of your show?
Ordinary Magic. Who doesn't need a little ordinary magic in their life right now? Like, I put a proposal into Schoolhouse in 2020. And right at the same phone call that they told me that they had approved the show, the exhibit, they also said, but we're not having any because of COVID. So I decided that I would actually stick with that original title. And really, I worked on the body of work over the whole time of COVID. And I think Ordinary Magic really still resonated quite well for me because there's so much magic in everyday ordinary things.
Awesome. And what mediums are you using?
So I, over the years, have worked in 2 very specific mediums. One of them I would classify as mixed media, and the other is assemblage. And mixed media, in a way, speaks for itself for people because a lot of people are familiar with it. Assemblage is a little less, but really what assemblage is, really, I have a real attraction to rusty metal and found materials, be it rock or sticks or feathers or any variety of found material that I might find in dumps and things like that. And I assemble them together into sculptural elements. And I wouldn't necessarily say they're mostly abstract, yet there is some human form and a few other sort of recognizable things that you'd be able to see in these assemblages. Usually I'm using copper wire. I have a process where I have gone into old television sets over the years. When you see them at a dumpster or you see them at the free store or whatever, I just carry a screwdriver and you take the back off the television set and there's a whole bunch of copper. So I open up the back of a television and there, lo and behold, there's this magic ring of copper wire. And you do, if the picture tube isn't broken, you actually have to break the picture tube, which is less than ideal because there is a gas released from that. But my sort of the saving grace for me is that it's probably going to be broken anyway, that picture tube, when it gets dumped into the landfill. And you pull out this sort of ceramic ring that has this beautiful, as I say, magical coil of copper wire. So it was one of the reasons that I stayed with assemblage was there was so much material available that was really overlooked or discarded. And it's a medium that I've done for many years over, and I've got a huge collection of materials. And I use those materials sometimes in the mixed media as well, which are more of a two-dimensional work that would actually work in a frame, maybe not with glass, maybe a shadow box frame, sometimes framed with glass. And I use acrylic paint and collage medium and a variety of other things in the mixed media.
A little bit more about the opening, because it's the first time in so long. Is it going to be different from past openings at the Old School House Art Gallery?
Yes, the Old School Gallery is a society now. So they've incorporated as a not-for-profit society. And it was interesting. So I went to the AGM, and they are a society that has, the building is owned by the Whale Town Community Club, and the land is owned by the school district. So there's numerous legislative bodies that they actually have to adhere to their policies and guidelines. And one of them is that alcohol, to serve alcohol at an opening now at any schoolhouse gallery event, one must secure a permit from the provincial government. And in order to do that, you have to pay $100. And that's for a gathering of people under 500 that isn't private. And this is not private. I'd love anybody to come. Strangers, friends, colleagues, everything. And so I bought the permit, and anybody that's doing an opening would have to do the same if they wanted to serve alcohol. It has to be served outside in a cordoned off area, and the alcohol and food stays outside of the space. And so I am going to charge $4 for a glass of wine because I feel like it's one of the ways to recoup the cost of the permit. That's one of the things about the opening, but I really thought long and hard about it. What's an opening without a little bit of wine to celebrate? And I felt like it was celebratory, that the whole idea that we could have an opening, that we're actually having a full season at the Schoolhouse Gallery with various artists over the summer, and that we're able to act a little bit like we can celebrate. And I thought that alcohol was a little bit important to that, so decided to go for it. So please bring your toonies. And there will be other refreshments, and there will be some food and things like that too. So
if people want to explore your work online, do you have a website?
I do have a website, janenewman.ca. And my last name is N-E-W-M-A-N, janenewman.ca. And it's less than ideal, but you will be able to see my work after the opening on my website. Prior to the opening, no. After the opening, yes. And we will be doing a video of the entire show because I have so many people that aren't able to come and be here. And I thought one of the best ways to actually capture it would be a video, and it'll be YouTube and it'll go on my website as well. So that would be available. All the work is for sale. I will be doing a campaign on Facebook, Instagram that is going to show all the individual pieces, their dimensions, perhaps a little bit about their what media they are, assemblage or mixed media, and the cost. So if someone wasn't able to make it to the show, saw something at the exhibition that they wanted but didn't buy it and it was left over at the end, they could very easily find me and be able to purchase that after the fact.
Nice. And do you have any other shows this summer or into the fall?
Yes, I do. Luckily enough, Laura Balducci is doing a thing with the Float House restaurant at the Gorge that they're showing one artist per month there. So I'm going to have the month of September, which I think is fantastic because I think it's a little bit more, a few more locals go there then, and it's a little less busy on the island, which I think a lot of locals love. And so I'll have work at Float House, and I'm not sure whether it'll be mixed media and assemblage or one or the other. I'm not quite sure yet, so it depends. I don't necessarily want to just move stuff over from the show at Old Schoolhouse, but if there is some key pieces left that seem like they'd work well at Float House, maybe I would move some of them over as well.
So July 1st, Friday,
yeah,
is the big opening.
Yes.
And then what are the hours and how long does the show run at the Old Schoolhouse Art Gallery?
All right. So it runs July 1st to July 10th. And it isn't open to every day, but I am open on Saturdays and Sundays from 2 to 6. And I'm open again on Thursday of the following week I think that's the 7th, and I'm doing an artist talk that day, and I'm going to be open from 3 to 9, but the artist talk is at 7. And then Friday will be 3 to 9 as well, and then Saturday and Sunday 2 to 6 again. Those hours are posted on Facebook, on Tideline, and on posters that I put up in the regular places on Cortez. And the other event that I'm doing this year, that the museum is working again with artists doing their Art in the Garden summer series. And while my exhibition is up at Old Schoolhouse, I'm going to do a demonstration and mini workshop in the Museum Heritage Garden on the Tuesday. So Tuesday's the 5th, and that's going to be from noon till 3. And all of these hours are posted on my poster and all the other postings that I've put up on the social media channels. I'm feeling really good about it. I worked at the museum until May 31st, and then I left that position, and I have been full-time in my studio prepping. I've already made a lot of the work prior to that, but really getting the feel for how everything's going to lay out in the exhibition space and things like that. So tomorrow I install.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada, and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.